it's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Because if you don't entertain people, you don't inspire them, you don't infuriate them, you don't make them feel good, you don't make them feel bad, you're not entertaining enough to be worthy of their time.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
I'm drawing warmly. I have had the time of my life and then some. This has been a remarkable 25-year run. It was over before I knew it. And like I was laughing about a bit earlier with some of you, just like when you first become, in the case of a guy, a dad or a woman, a mom, it's a rite of passage. I mean, you'd never done it before. You know others who have. And you get through it and you look forward to it. And that's the way this stepping aside is going to be for me. Some may call it retirement. Now, I prefer to call it a transition. Or as one of you said the other night, are you rewiring, which is good. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Interesting, we had Kim Coates call, Brad Wall called, and I wanted, before we left you today, to check in with somebody else who I have often talked with over the years. He wasn't, when we started this show, even in politics. He then got involved in provincial politics, has been the premier since 2018, Premier Scott Moe. Premier, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, John. I'm looking forward to talking with you today. Sorry to see you gone, of course, but wanted to thank you. Thank you for giving Saskatchewan people a voice for so many years.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been, you know, and you've heard this from many others who have come before you and even others you serve with. You know, it's tricky times to be in politics. I mean, between social media, between a lot of other factors. When you look back on your whole movement into politics, are you noticing a different kind of sense of the way it works?
Yeah, it is. It's changing. I think becoming more intense, maybe a little more difficult, some would say. But I'd also say it's all the more reason to get involved. We live in a great place. You've written books about how good this place is. And I'll maybe end with one of your quotes at the end of our chat here today. But we live in a great place, Saskatchewan and Canada, and I would say North America. And when you look at what's going on around the world, we need to all be involved in ensuring that our family, our friend group, our community, our province, our nation continues to be great into the future. And you most certainly have given people a voice on the radio. Sometimes, as I heard in the lead up, sometimes by inspiring them to say things that maybe they otherwise wouldn't be comfortable in saying. Sometimes by infuriating them to a point where they might say things that they didn't intend to say on the radio. But a little emotion in our conversation and a little understanding that we may not agree on everything, but we can still respect one another for the position of the position which we have, I think really strikes to the heart of what your radio show has done for 2.5 decades.
Well, thank you very much. And, I was laughing earlier that people say, what's your legacy? And I've often said, if I had more self-awareness, I might be able to judge that one. But to me, it was an always about Saskatchewan sense of place and the fact that we live in one of the greatest places in the world. And historically in this province, we didn't really acknowledge that enough.
No, we traditionally, as I say, we always kind of look down and kick the dirt a little bit. And, when people ask us, how was the crop last year? And like, not too good. How was the crop this year? Well, not much better. And, how's the crop going to be next year? Well, probably not looking for much next year neither. And that's changed as well. Politics has definitely changed, but how people view their community and our province within the nation of Canada and globally has certainly changed. And I've been witness to that change, and I think Premier Wall had a lot to do with that, with how he tell him he inspired so many, including myself. But you also have had a role in in ensuring that people have a voice on all sides of this conversation, on your radio show and all of the other interactions that you've had in the community as well. And so it all comes together, and you've been a big part of that, John, and I, for that, I'm grateful and thankful.
Well, Premier, thank you very much. It's been great working with you in recent years, and I want to thank you for taking the time today. Appreciate it, and thanks for checking in.
Can I close with a quote, John?
You certainly can.
From a famous author, from a Saskatchewan famous author, actually, and it goes like this. Each of us will determine the fate and future of our home and how it will look for future generations, and it's up to every one of us whether we allow Saskatchewan to ever be left out again. John Gormley.
Well, Premier, thank you so much. Take care, and I know we'll have our paths crossing in the coming weeks and months.
Wishing you all the best in all you choose, John. Take care and thank you.
Premier Scott Moe checking in from Regina this morning. Gosh, okay, I'm trying to make sure. Some of you have been hanging on so patiently, and I've appreciated it greatly. Wayne in Saskatoon, I'm trying to make sure we get everybody on the radio. Final show for me. What's up, sir?
Well, I appreciate that I got a chance, John. I've been a listener since 29, and I know through the years I've called in, and, you know, I'm not exactly an elegant speaker. Sometimes I don't put my thoughts in the right way, but I appreciate that you take the call and put up with me, and I really have enjoyed your show, John. And to see you go is bittersweet. Like, I know you're going on to something new and something different, but we'll see. It might be okay without you. I don't know. The thing I remember the most, John, always when I called in and you hung up on me. do you remember what I said when you hung up on me?
I don't remember. Sorry.
I said, so this is South Party Radio, and you hung up on me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've had my moments, John, but...
Yeah. Sask Party Radio. That wouldn't be the first time I've heard that one. 877-332-8255. One of the regular, intermittent, but he's called for a long time. Lloyd in Prince Alberta. This is the Lloyd I'm thinking of. I bet it is.
Yes, sir. Real honor to talk to you, John. I think it was one of your original listeners back in the day, but I just wanted to make the comment. Through the years, it's been so funny. You'll be talking to people, and I'll say, well, yeah, Gormley said this, and the odd time you get that person that says, well, I don't listen to him. That guy's a jerk. But more sooner than later, that same person somewhere down the road would say, well, yeah, I listened to Gormley, and Gormley said this. So you have this effect on people, almost cult-like.
Well, Lloyd, now you, I seem to recall, you were a season ticket holder to Rider games, though you lived in PA.
Yes.
That's remarkable. See, that's a Saskatchewan thing.
Well, there's thousands of others like me, John.
Lloyd, thank you so much.
Take care, sir.
All the best in the future. Let's go to Cameron. Cameron, you were a listener back on one of the first shows?
Yes, I was, John. Good morning. And I'd like to first off congratulate you on an amazing 25 years. It's been great for the province, great for the people, great for me. I've certainly enjoyed every minute of it, and want to wish you all the best in all your future endeavors. I mean, you're a young man. You've got lots of life ahead of you. But yes, I remember back 25 years ago in September, I was in the combine. I was a CGME 1300 listener to the music. And when they announced that he was going to the news talk format, I thought, oh boy, I don't know if this is going to work. And listened to your first show and thought the same. I'm not sure if this is going to work, but I was wrong, and it's been amazing. I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to you over the past 25 years.
Well, I thank you and appreciate you, Cameron, for listening. And I've said this so often, and it's something that I mean. People say, well, you know, I like this, I like that. And I say, well, it's the listeners who make this show. It's your energy. It's your life force. It's your passion. That's what we're here about. I'm not doing so well at getting every caller on the radio, am I? But I shall give it the college try. How many more minutes? Brando does point out, you know, you have less than 13 minutes left in your career. Well, that sounds very ominous. I'm Gormley on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Gormley, good. good to have you here. My gosh, that was the start-up song when we debuted this show back in September of 1998. Okay, a couple of calls really quickly before I take my leave. Sean in Buchanan, sir, thanks for listening. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
You know I'll bark at you. Just get to it. You know my health's okay.
Okay, you got her. This is the very first time I've actually called you from home. I'm not on the road. Not at Porcupine Plain, Loon Lake, Blaine Lake, South of Saskatoon. I'm at home, and I just wanted to congratulate you on your 25 years and your retirement-ish, whatever you got planned. And I actually have a plan for you, too. But I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you over the past 10 years for as far as highway safety went. Except for that 1 year you forgot to call me, and I'll never forgive you for that. But anyway, I really wanted to thank you for that. I don't even know if you yourself know the amount of awareness that you provide the entire province. Because I mean, even through the phone calls or through the segments I've had with you, as soon as I'm off the phone, the entire province, people from all over every corner of the province that are in the road building industry, they all say, "Oh, hey, Wilson, we just heard you on Gorman."
Well, so, thank you, Sean. That's been good. Sean Wilson, road builder par excellence, now political candidate. So you take care, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, take care, man.
Okay, Sean Wilson. Yeah, down in the Kenora, Buchanan area. Have we got time for Carla? Okay. So my whole career ends with Carla as the last call. Carla, thank you for being
here. Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Have you gotten a government check yet?
No.
No, not yet. It should be in the mail. Gophers, 2 cups in 25 years. I'd like to say to Rider Nation, you are the guy that needs to be the president of that association.
Okay. Carla, thank you. Carla's now asking if I would be the president of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. No, that wouldn't be something I could pull off. Everybody, I apologize. The listeners, the lines have been jammed since 8:30 this morning, and we've had, gosh, what, Dallas, 50, 60 calls plus on the radio, and thank you, and the texts have been absolutely overwhelming. I've been in recent days just absolutely overwhelmed by the feedback from you. Some of your stories have moved me to tears, and this radio show has been the honor of my life, and it's been a great run. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And more than anything now, besides the world needing an employment lawyer, I've got a lot of other things that we're going to be doing. A more flexible life with Marie, our friends, our family, travel, working on the want-to-do list. But along the way, the true delight has been meeting so many exceptional people like you. You listen to the show. You've got a strong commitment to making the world a better place. Over the years, your dreams, your perspective, what you've wanted for Saskatchewan, and the people that we aspire to be has mattered so much. And that's what we've done here all the time. We've been through a lot on this show. There's been some very powerful, momentous occasions. Some immense tragedy. 9/11, the loss of people in our lives. And many of the texts today have been my mom, my dad, my wife, my grandpa, who are all listeners and have left 25 years in the cycle of life. So we lose people. The Humboldt Broncos bus tragedy, heartache that brought all of us closer and all of us to tears. There's also been great shared achievements and powerful stories of achievement, of success, of overcoming. And those have been the stories over the years here, whether professional, your local sports team, your community, a person who bounces back. Those have been amazing, inspiring stories because we build up, we celebrate one another's victories. There's been our days of caring where you as listeners have raised out, you've raised millions with an M, dollars, because you care that much. And laughter? I've laughed so hard sometimes in this studio, I could barely string two words together. My dad, who passed away some years ago, Irishman, leaves me channeling the Celtic farewell to all of you. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rains fall soft on your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. I'm John Gormley, and that's it here. Evan Bray, Monday, I want you to be here. Where Saskatchewan comes to talk, you're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.